This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.
So that was Adele's new track, When We Were Young. My first question is always, what did you guys think?
Honestly, I thought it was a bit boring. I've never been a massive fan of Adele, but she doesn't feel like she's changed much at all. Like, if you told me that was a song from her first album, I probably would have believed you.
That's true, but she is as classy and as soulful as ever. And I think she has got one of the sort of warmest, sort of most like butter-like voices. Like, it's so smooth, like, in music. And I like how she sticks to her style. I do like that about her, because it's something that works for her. I mean, I think I'd have to hold on until I actually hear the album, because the album, it's 25, isn't it? I
believe. Yeah.
There's a few more producers coming onto the record, so there's, I think Danger Mouse has worked on it, stuff like that, so there might be a little switch up in sound, like, so I think I'd have to hold on to listen to the full project.
Yeah, I mean, personally I quite like it, but as we were saying throughout the track, there hasn't been any progression from her previous two albums, and it does sound very similar, but then as you said, that is what works for Adele.
Yeah.
And if she did something else, maybe it wouldn't be as successful.
I mean, she stands out because she's more soulful than a lot of people in pop music today, and soul music is something that can stay sort of comfortable. It can stay comfortable, and you can change up the instrumentation, but it's really about the vocals are always in the centre of the mix in this sort of style, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe she has got too comfortable with it. I know I read somewhere that she's feeling the pressure because she's got to beat 21 being the most sold album of the millennium or whatever it is.
Which was I remember back then she said, I'm going to take a 4-year break, and she has, and I rate her for doing that. She's not churning it out. Like, there is a lot of sort of time and like quality being put into these records, which I wrote for that.
Yeah, it does come back to the discussion that we had when we talked about Hello, that is it worth the 4-year wait though? But obviously she had a baby and all those kinds of things, so she wanted to take that time. But in terms of the 4 years of between albums, do you think that so far what we've heard, Hello and When We Were Young, have been worth the 4-year wait?
When you put it like that, yeah, that's a good question.
I really don't feel like they're worth the 4-year wait.
No, I agree. I don't think it is.
I think during this song, I was pretty bored. I thought it was a bit whiny. You did kind of change my mind when you were talking
Hello,
about
though. Hello,
yeah.
Really is explosive.
Yeah, it is like, amazing. Hello, yeah.
And I hope that the album has a few more moments like that. Like, I think she's really good at that. She excels in those moments where you can really get behind her, where she's like at the top of her voice. Like, you can really get behind her there.
It is like what Rach was saying during when we were listening to it, that you wouldn't go to see her to be entertained. And if the whole album continues like at Hello and When We Were Young have, like, they're quite slow, I feel like you could almost fall asleep.
You could.
That sounds terrible, but
I think if I
was Adele moving forward with my releases, I'd want a bit more sort of swagger, sort of trying to get sort of like you know, like I'm just thinking of a sort of more like sort of bluesy sort of bit of a sort of cooler approach from Adele, sort of less sort of like
hip hop.
No, not quite. Like, just
she's just a bit mopey, isn't she?
Yeah, that's it. Sad.
I'm beating around the bush, but we'll hit on the head there. She's a bit mopey. Yeah, like,
yeah. I think it is a tough one. If she switched it up, people would be like, "Oh, this is Adele," but because she's come out with basically the same album 3 times.
I don't want her to do an EDM album or anything like that. Just something like, it's something like a bit Portishead or something like that. Something with a bit of a swagger to it.
But she's going to get criticism no matter what she does. Like, she's
exactly.
Stuck to integrity, which is like very impressive, to be fair to her. But then if she mixed it up, maybe it would be a massive flop, because maybe it's not it's not what she's good at. So
yeah, she does what she's good at, regardless of whether we personally like the tracks or not, they're going to do well, because she is good at it.
She writes her songs as well, and I will always respect, especially someone so in the mainstream who writes their own songs and works very closely with producers. It's Paul Wepworth, isn't it? One of the big producers of Adele. You can tell there's a lot of collaboration. She doesn't just take the songs off people. She's constantly working with people, and I think there's a lot of construction that goes into Adele's work, and I always respect that.
I completely agree with that. I have so much respect for someone if they actually write their own songs,
yeah,
rather than someone else who just.
It's quite rare nowadays.
It's very
rare.
In the
pop world,
yeah, definitely. Anything else to add, Hannah?
No, I think we've covered Adele top and tail.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to. I will actually listen to 25 now.
I think it's definitely going to be worth listening to, whether you like her new stuff or not.
And that was the wonderful "Oh You Pretty Things" by David Bowie. That song was actually written about his son. If you listen to the lyrics, the Homo Superior race that's going to come in, that's his son that's going to take over. He
nice
didn't
little,
take over, but. It was
nice. Ode. There's quite a few different lyrical themes on this album. This is, in my opinion, I'd say it's Bowie's first Odyssey. It's his first sort of, he's sort of breaching into glam rock here, that you can go back and you can listen to albums such as Space Oddity, which is very whimsical sort of late 60s folk, but you've got songs like Space Oddity. Then you could go to Man Who Sold the World, the album before this, which has the brilliant song "The Man Who Sold the World," but this is probably a really good place to start because this is the first time you get more than one recognisable song. So you've got songs such as "Changes," "Life on Mars," and really on this album, Bowie's wearing his influences on his sleeves. So you've got an ode to Bob Dylan on the song "Song for Bob Dylan." You've got the song "Queen Bitch," which is so inspired by Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. Like, this is really sort of Bowie sort of taking the sounds of the era and making his own thing with it, and he'd later go on to define the era with the album Ziggy Stardust. So I'd say this is a very good place to start if you want to get into Bowie.
Yeah, there's a great quote by Bowie himself who said this was the first album that people actually came up to him and said, "Oh, good album, like good songs, we really like you," and that was his first kind of taste of success.
Yeah.
And then The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust came out. That was the album after this one, and that really, you know, that
exploded, and
he exploded,
sort
and then everyone
classic sort of status.
Everyone went back and listened to Hunky Dory even more, and then he got even more fame and appraise for that after it happened. And if you look through the lists of all the music magazines, all of them will have Hunky Dory somewhere in them at some point.
Yeah, it's sort of a turning point in his career, and once you start and you, if it floats your goat, you'll get really into it, and it's a big journey. There's a lot of different stops along the way, and it's his discography is a fascinating one.
So the Mercury's last Thursday, and this is like an annual award ceremony, which is every year, and it's in the UK and Ireland for the best album. And the winner was actually really, really surprising. The winner I had honestly never heard of before I did my research. He's called Benjamin Clementine. He beat 11 other nominees, including Florence and the Machine, The Favourite, Jamie XX, which does make me slightly angry, Slaves, Wolf Alice, just some absolute talents he went on to beat. His album's called At Least For Now. But even though I disagree that he should have won, because I listened to his songs and I thought, I would not listen to them at all. But he's got a very, very inspiring backstory. He used to be a busker in Paris. He used to be homeless for 3 years. So he was busking for 3 years, and then he got spotted by two French producers on the metro. And then he got bought into music. He used to literally just carry around a suitcase with no money, with uncooked spaghetti in it, and then busk around the streets, and then he got spotted. So it goes to show you, like, there are some incredible ways of getting spotted for the music industry now. Yeah, it's a really nice story.
Yeah, hopefully he has cooked spaghetti.
I hope he has utilised the spaghetti.
Yeah. He's got all that spaghetti.
Maybe not just chewing on it in the streets, but we'll hope. So he gave his £20,000 award he's won. He was planning on using it to buy pianos for Edmonton, which is his home bar in London. St Pancras you can play pianos, and I think
personally
he's planning on doing that kind of thing to inspire the homeless to, you know, get into music, which is really nice actually.
I like this guy now.
I know. And he dedicated his award to the victims of Paris, because obviously he was in the he bust in Paris for 3 years. So even though I don't agree with the music, like him winning that, the way he's like accepted the award and his backstory is so interesting and so like inspiring that I've gotta give it to him. Big respect for Benjamin.
I did not know that, but he sounds like a nice guy.
He sounds like a lovely man.
Because I heard one, I can't remember the name of it, but I did hear one of his tracks last week and I was so unimpressed.
Oh, no.
And then when my friend told me that he was up against mostly Florence and Jamie XX, I was like, there is no way he can win this because it's Florence and it's Jamie XX.
I thought Jamie XX was absolutely going to run away with it. I'm actually quite angry, but yeah, it's fine.
We feel a bit silly actually because we talked about the Mercury quite a bit and we sort of confirmed on air that Jamie XX is going to win it. Like, we were so convinced of it and we hadn't heard of this guy at all. But I did kind of want Jamie XX to win it because I do think it would do a lot of favours for electronic music. There's been quite a lot of electronic music nominated over the years, and this year was quite good for electronic music. We had Jamie XX being nominated, we had Aphex Twin, so I really wanted Jamie XX to take it because I think it's good to sort of share out this, because it's quite an eclectic award, and I think it's good to share it out amongst the genres. So we had in the past like Dizzy Rascal winning, we've had stuff like that, like Suede, just loads of different people. So I think it's good to, but fair play to Benjamin Clementine, is that?
Yeah, Benjamin Clementine, yeah.
Yeah, fair play to Ben. He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, check his music out as well, because you never know, you might love it. You might be shocked by it. It's very, very different, very different. So if you're into that kind of thing, then maybe you'll love it. So give it a listen.
Also, I'd say check out the nominations, because a nomination for a Mercury Prize is also a very big achievement.
Mm.
And it definitely is. I've been checking out some of the nominations that I had never heard before, in particular Esker and C. Duncan. Very good. And I wouldn't have found out about them in any other way. So.
See, I heard one of the songs by Esco, because my co-host on Under the Radar, she showed me some on the show last week and I wasn't impressed. I didn't like it. I was very, all the three songs she played, I was very anti.
Quite a few sort of Marmite artists.
Yes, that is actually the words she used to describe it. I think you either you love it or you hate it.
This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.